Living Comfortably, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Assurance. Mendicants, these five qualities make a trainee assured. What five? It's when a mendicant is faithful, ethical, learned, energetic, and wise. A person of faith doesn't have the insecurities of someone who lacks faith, so this quality makes a trainee assured. An ethical person doesn't have the insecurities of someone who is unethical, so this quality makes a trainee assured. A learned person doesn't have the insecurities of a person of little learning, so this quality makes a trainee assured. An energetic person doesn't have the insecurities of a lazy person, so this quality makes a trainee assured. A wise person doesn't have the insecurities of someone who is witless, so this quality makes a trainee assured. These are the five qualities that make a trainee assured. Suspected. Mendicants, even if a monk is of impeccable character, he might be suspected and distrusted as a bad monk for five reasons. What five? It's when a monk frequently collects alms from prostitutes, widows, voluptuous girls, eunuchs, or nuns. Even if a monk is of impeccable character, he might be suspected and distrusted as a bad monk for these five reasons. A master thief. Mendicants, a master thief with five factors breaks into houses, plunders wealth, steals from isolated buildings, and commits highway robbery. What five? A master thief relies on rough ground, on thick cover, and on powerful individuals. They pay bribes and they act alone. And how does a master thief rely on rough ground? It's when a master thief relies on inaccessible riverlands or rugged mountains. That's how a master thief relies on rough ground. And how does a master thief rely on thick cover? It's when a master thief relies on thick grass, thick trees, a blind spot, or a large, dense wood. That's how a master thief relies on thick cover. And how does a master thief rely on powerful individuals? It's when a master thief relies on rulers or their ministers. They think, if anyone accuses me of anything, these rulers or their ministers will speak in my defence in the case. And that's exactly what happens. That's how a master thief relies on powerful individuals. And how does a master thief pay bribes? It's when a master thief is rich, affluent, and wealthy. They think, if anyone accuses me of anything, I'll settle it with a bribe. And that's exactly what happens. That's how a master thief pays bribes. And how does a master thief act alone? It's when a master thief carries out robbery all alone. Why is that? So that their secret plans are not leaked to others. That's how a master thief acts alone. A master thief with these five factors breaks into houses, plunders wealth, steals from isolated buildings, and commits highway robbery. In the same way, when a bad mendicant has five qualities, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticized by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. What five? A bad mendicant relies on rough ground, on thick cover, and on powerful individuals. They pay bribes and they act alone. And how does a bad mendicant rely on rough ground? It's when a bad mendicant has unethical conduct by way of body, speech, and mind. That's how a bad mendicant relies on rough ground. And how does a bad mendicant rely on thick cover? It's when a bad mendicant has wrong view, he's attached to an extremist view. That's how a bad mendicant relies on thick cover. And how does a bad mendicant rely on powerful individuals? It's when a bad mendicant relies on rulers or their ministers. They think, If anyone accuses me of anything, these rulers or their ministers will speak in my defence in the case. And that's exactly what happens. That's how a bad mendicant relies on powerful individuals. And how does a bad mendicant pay bribes? It's when a bad mendicant receives robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. They think, if anyone accuses me of anything, I'll settle it with a bribe. And that's exactly what happens. That's how a bad mendicant pays bribes. And how does a bad mendicant act alone? It's when a bad mendicant dwells alone in the borderlands. They visit families there to get material possessions. That's how a bad mendicant acts alone. When a bad mendicant has these five qualities, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. An exquisite ascetic of ascetics. Mendicants. A mendicant with five qualities is an exquisite ascetic of ascetics. What five? It's when a mendicant usually uses only what they've been invited to accept. Robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick, rarely using them without invitation. When living with other spiritual practitioners, they usually treat them agreeably by way of body, speech and mind, and rarely disagreeably. And they usually present them with agreeable things, rarely with disagreeable ones. They're healthy, so the various unpleasant feelings, stemming from disorders of bile, phlegm, wind, or their conjunction, or caused by change in weather, by not taking care of themselves, by overexertion, or as the result of past deeds, usually don't come up. They get the four absorptions, blissful meditations in the present life that belong to the higher mind, when they want, without trouble or difficulty. And they realise the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life. And they live having realised it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. A mendicant with these five qualities is an exquisite ascetic of ascetics. And if anyone should be rightly called an exquisite ascetic of ascetics, it's me. For I usually use only what I've been invited to accept. When living with other spiritual practitioners, I usually treat them agreeably. And I usually present them with agreeable things. I'm healthy. I get the four absorptions when I want, without trouble or difficulty. And I've realised the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life. So if anyone should be rightly called an exquisite ascetic of ascetics, it's me. Living comfortably. Mendicants, there are these five ways of living comfortably. What five? It's when a mendicant consistently treats their spiritual companions with kindness by way of body, speech and mind, both in public and in private. They live according to the precepts shared with their spiritual companions, both in public and in private. Those precepts are unbroken, impeccable, spotless, and unmarred, liberating, praised by sensible people, not mistaken, and leading to immersion. They live according to the view shared with their spiritual companions, both in public and in private. That view is noble and emancipating and brings one who practices it to the complete ending of suffering. These are the five ways of living comfortably. With Ananda. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Kosambi in Gosita's monastery. Then Venerable Ananda went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, Sir, how could a mendicant live comfortably while staying in a monastic community? It's when a mendicant is accomplished in their own ethical conduct, but they don't urge others to be ethical. That's how a mendicant could live comfortably while staying in a monastic community. But sir, could there be another way for a mendicant to live comfortably while staying in a monastic community? There could, Ananda. is when a mendicant is accomplished in their own ethical conduct, but they don't urge others to be ethical, and they watch themselves, but don't watch others. That's how a mendicant could live comfortably while staying in a monastic community. But, sir, could there be another way for a mendicant to live comfortably while staying in a monastic community? There could, Ananda. It's when a mendicant is accomplished in their own ethical conduct, but they don't urge others to be ethical, and they watch themselves, but don't watch others, and they're not well known, but aren't bothered by that. That's how a mendicant could live comfortably while staying in a monastic community. But, sir, could there be another way for a mendicant to live comfortably while staying in a monastic community? There could, Ananda. It's when a mendicant is accomplished in their own ethical conduct, but they don't urge others to be ethical, and they watch themselves but don't watch others, and they're not well known but aren't bothered by that, and they get the four absorptions, blissful meditations in the present life that belong to the higher mind, when they want, without trouble or difficulty. That's how a mendicant could live comfortably while staying in a monastic community. But, sir, might there be another way for a mendicant to live comfortably while staying in a monastic community? There could, Ananda. It's when a mendicant is accomplished in their own ethical conduct, but they don't urge others to be ethical, and they watch themselves, but don't watch others, and they're not well known, but aren't bothered by that, and they get the four absorptions, blissful meditations in the present life that belong to the higher mind, when they want, without trouble or difficulty, and they realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. That's how a mendicant could live comfortably while staying in a monastic community. And I say that there is no better or finer way of living comfortably than this. Ethics. Mendicants, a mendicant with five qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. What five? It's when a mendicant is accomplished in ethics, immersion, wisdom, freedom, and the knowledge and vision of freedom. A mendicant with these five qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. An adept. Mendicants. A mendicant with five qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. What five? It's when they have the entire spectrum of the Master's ethics, immersion, wisdom, freedom, and knowledge and vision of freedom. A mendicant with these five qualities is the supreme field of merit for the world. All four quarters. Mendicants, a mendicant with five qualities is at ease in any quarter. What five? It's when a mendicant is ethical, restrained in the monastic code, conducting themselves well and seeking alms in suitable places. Seeing danger in the slightest fault, they keep the rules they've undertaken. They're very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well-phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reinforcing them by recitation, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. They're content with any kind of robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. They get the four absorptions, blissful meditations in the present life that belong to the higher mind, when they want, without trouble or difficulty. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life. And they live, having realized it with their own insight, due to the ending of defilements. A mendicant with these five qualities is at ease in any quarter. Wilderness. Mendicants. When a mendicant has five qualities, they're ready to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. What five? It's when a mendicant is ethical, restrained in the code of conduct, conducting themselves well and seeking alms in suitable places. Seeing danger in the slightest fault, they keep the rules they've undertaken. They're very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's totally full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reciting them, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. They live with energy roused up. They're strong, staunchly vigorous, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. They get the four absorptions, blissful meditations in the present life that belong to the higher mind, when they want, without trouble or difficulty. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live, having realized it, with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. When a mendicant has these five qualities, they're ready to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest.